Are you ready to find out how to blaze your own trail? Welcome to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast with your host, Jordan Mendoza. In this podcast, Jordan interviews people from around the world to find out about their journey to success. If you are looking for valuable content with actionable advice, you've come to the right place. And now your host, Jordan Mendoza.
Hey everyone, and welcome to the first episode of Blazed Weekly, where I'm going to be sharing some tips on how you can blaze your own trail in business and life. And the first topic in episode one, we're going to talk about how to grow an audience on social. I'm a big believer that it doesn't matter which platform that you're on, that these simple tips are going to help you grow on any of the platforms. It could be Facebook, it could be TikTok, Instagram, LinkedIn, it does not matter. Are you ready? All right, let's get started. So tip number one is you want to make sure that you have your actual profile optimized. And what I mean by optimized is you want to have a good profile picture. You want to have a good background image. And you really want those two things to be the same as they are on all the other platforms so that people can get a sense of what your brand represents. Once you have those couple things done, you always want to make sure that your bio on each of the platforms is keyword optimized. You know, a lot of people do this from a service perspective. You could say, I help people do XYZ by XYZ. You can also use certain keywords that you want to be found for, whether that's something like I do, like podcast host or entrepreneur or coach or speaker. You can add those in there so that you get that keyword love from the algorithm. The next thing you want to do is make sure you've got some type of call to action, whatever that looks like for you. If you're a podcast host, that call to action could be, hey, click the link below to check out my podcast. If you're an author, it could be click the link below to purchase my book. If it could be, hey, check out my website for more information. You want to have a clear call to action, because here's the thing. When somebody comes onto your profile, if you're not telling them what to do next, they don't know what to do next. They really need to be told what to do next. So that's really tip number one. Make sure that your profile is really optimized, that it's dialed in and you've got a clear call to action. Your pictures are looking good. All right. So once that's done, and folks, that should be done first. That should always be the first thing. It should be the foundation for every profile that you're going to be on. Okay. So next tip is engage, right? You have to engage with your audience. Even if you've never created a piece of content, if you actually just went and engage with other people's content, it is going to drive traffic back to you. And it could also get you a new connection request, a new follower, a new like, a new subscriber. It can do all of those things for you if you're actually engaging with your audience. Okay, so that would be tip number two. And the third tip is you've got to create. You've got to show up. You have to put out content. And all of your content shouldn't be trying to get people to buy your product or your service. It should really be intended to give people some insights, some context, some tips that can help them, some practical advice that can get them from A to B. If you do that, if you actually go from the lens of, hey, how do I help people? You're actually going to build a lot bigger of an audience. And I've done this time and time again. You know, I've done it on Facebook. I've done it on LinkedIn. I'm working on doing it here on YouTube as well as on TikTok. So hopefully those three tips are helpful. I'm going to cover them one more time. So the first one is you want to optimize your bio on all of your profiles. Make sure that they're dialed in, they're keyword optimized, they, you know, have a service perspective, you know, headline written that tells people exactly who you are and who you help and what you do. And it's got a clear call to action. The next thing is engagement. Engagement sparks engagement. So make sure you're engaging in other people's content as well. And finally, you have to create. You have to start showing up, put yourself out there. I guarantee that you have some information that someone else doesn't have. And you've just got to be one step ahead in order to share that with people. So hopefully this has been helpful. The first episode of Blazed Weekly. I can't wait to drop the next episode next week. And thanks so much for tuning in.